The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day. And in a sense, continuing with the theme of patience for the week. And yesterday, talking about patience under insult, or not giving in to anger. We might feel angry, but not to give in to it. And sooner or later, when people practice mindfulness, they probably will encounter within themselves anger, resentment, feelings of hostility towards other people. And these are important areas of practice to be present for and to learn how to be present without giving in to them or collapsing into them, but also to learn how to be respectful of them. To not condemn them or condemn oneself that these states are present. And then to learn to be wise about them. And then what I talked about yesterday about really seeing the difference between the thoughts that have to do with other things, other people, that take us away from our present moment experience. That's such an important discovery. Because to really see that difference and then to be able to appreciate the value of presence, the value of being right here and not going into stories and ideas that are not here. This allows for a possibility, a very important possibility of, in a certain way, becoming larger than our angers. Larger than our resentments. So rather than figuring out how to let go of them or how not to have them, we learn not to be a victim of them. We learn not to inhabit them or let them take over. And this idea of becoming big, of really, you know, it's a way of inhabiting our experience with a fullness, inhabiting it without these ideas of other, but also these ideas that we carry about ourselves that diminish us, that make us feel like we're less than or inadequate or wrong or even the ideas that I'm right is a kind of narrowing and limiting of who we are. And as we sit in mindfulness, sit in practice and breathe, and learn to recognize these thoughts of other, these thoughts of about oneself that limit us, that box us in, that puts us into a becoming, being someone. And it isn't that we need to become no one, nobody, but we don't want to be limited by these ideas. And so to learn to shed the limiting ideas is part of the advantage of letting go of thoughts and coming back to here and inhabiting here. So that it is, there's a fullness here. So, to be a little careful with the posture you take, or caring about the posture you assume for meditation, that it's a posture that maybe in some kind of way would allow you to inhabit your largeness, your fullness. not a posture that there's even a slightest tendency to collapse or shrink, but a more of an uprising, especially for sitting upright, really inhabiting that uprightness. Sometimes if you're sitting with the backrest, it's helpful to kind of readjust a little bit so that you're sitting a little bit straighter. And to gently close the eyes. And part of the and entering into the fullness of ourselves, it can be helped by this deep breathing at the beginning of this meditation. Not forcefully, not a way of activating ourselves so much as inhabiting a fullness of being, taking a deep breath in, which expands the chest and lifts the shoulders, and maybe expands the belly. So physically we become a little larger, but to kind of use that largeness to become more embodied here. And on the exhale, long, relaxed, letting go, to let go of thoughts, to let go of ideas, opinions. And some of your thoughts and ideas maybe are just fine, but it's so easy to have self-limiting thoughts. And so for a few moments, just let go of all thoughts, so that even the self-limiting ones fall away or calm down. So feeling a fullness of being as you inhale, and letting go of limitations as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And spend a few moments roaming around in your body, feeling the fullness of your body, the three-dimensionality of your body. The substance of your body. The vitality of your body. A broad awareness of your body that supports a breaking free from limited ideas of self. Self as inadequate, or self as a victim. Self as troubled. Self as angry or resentful. All those things might be there, But you can be bigger than it. You encompass so much more in your body, your heart, and your mind. And to sit quietly, breathing, in the expansiveness of your being, maybe with each inhale, feeling the movements of breathing in throughout the body, or at least the torso, that expands and fills you. And on the exhale, letting go of your thoughts. Calming the thinking mind. Preoccupation with thoughts interferes with feeling or sensing the fullness, the largeness of our being. That is sometimes experienced better with the eyes closed, because it frees us from the thoughts, ideas we might have about who we are. And we allow ourselves to feel our being from the inside out, expansive, open, unlimited, with every inhale, being quiet and still to really feel the fullness. And then on the exhale, to let the thinking mind become quiet, soft, gentle. Coming back into the fullness of your being that is lost when you're involved in thinking. The fullness of being that might reveal to you what is lost when you're preoccupied in thought. As you meditate, see if you can find within a sense of confidence, or maybe finding the place in your body that you most associate with confidence. Maybe infinitesimally adjusting your posture so the posture expresses confidence. And then breathe with the confidence. Breathe through the place that confidence lives in you. Perhaps allowing your thinking mind to be quiet, or not taking away, by taking a few moments to assume that it's okay for you to sit quietly with a quiet sense of confidence. In the fullness of your being. And imagining that any resentments you have slide off your fullness of being, slide off your confidence, like drops of water slides off a lotus leaf. Not holding on to any resentments, not holding on to any anger, not denying its presence, but not inhabiting the resentment, letting it be like drops running off the sides of a leaf. As we come to the end of this sitting, to appreciate that this practice that we do can help us to be free or unstuck, unlimited by anger or resentments. That it can give us a very different relationship where we're not living in the anger or living in the resentments, and perhaps we can even let go of them, and in doing so become someone who is safer for the world. Someone for whom others do not need to fear because of their anger or resentment. And in this way, this is one way that we can benefit the world from our meditation practice, so that we don't impose, assert our anger onto others, our hostility. And may it be that our practice is for the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that we consider how this practice and how we grow and develop in the meditation, how it can be how it can live in the world to make the world a better place. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.